USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue is expected to soon launch a bid for governor of Georgia. That's according to a source familiar with the matter, setting up a high-stakes primary challenge against incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp. 10 cases of COVID-19 were identified on a Norwegian cruise ship that disembarked from New Orleans, Louisiana on Sunday. All crew members and passengers are fully vaccinated. A South Carolina nursing director has been charged with producing fake COVID-19 vaccine cards. Tammy McDonald, 53 years of age, was indicted on 2 counts of producing fake vaccination certifications by a federal jury on Friday. Genetic testing companies that trace customers' ancestry are amassing huge databases of DNA information, and some are sharing access with law enforcement, drug makers, and application developers. MIT Technology Review predicts more than 100 million people will be part of the database in the next 2 years. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Travel restrictions to many South African nations because of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could hinder transparency in the future because of the economic losses. Let's get an update on the travel ban.
Having imposed a travel ban on South Africa and 7 other nearby nations last week to try to halt the spread of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the goal was to give the United States more time to study the variant and how quickly it spreads. But now he says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift those travel bans on those nations soon.
We're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis. Hopefully we'll be able to lift that ban within a quite reasonable period of time.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After 15 games without a victory across a period of almost a year, the NFL's Detroit Lions' winless run has finally come to an end. Jared Goff's last-second touchdown handed the Lions a dramatic 29-27 win over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell blamed inflation numbers on the continuing supply-side issues, but Texas Republican Representative Pete Sessions told Newsmax that the root problem is congressional Democrats and their spending.
But we're failing to talk about what the real problem is, and that is that the politics and the philosophy behind this administration, Democratic Party, is they want to give favor to the same items that would make favorable conditions for us to have inflation. Mm-hmm. High government spending, keeping people at home away from work, not allowing the consumer to be a part of this, and adding $110 billion from the Fed to the economy every month to keep it floated. Hmm. And these conditions are very favorable to not only inflation, but making sure that it stays. And this is where the chief, in my opinion, was trying to walk a fine line. Well, the fine line is not there. Even right. Secretary Elvin, who spoke the other day before us, understands public opinion, and public opinion is very important. She continues to say, and the Build Back Better plan is paid for. Yeah. It is not. It's a $400 billion hole into the plan, and so they know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it done just like they did Obamacare.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.